Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. It is 6:02 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down south. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz, see what she's up to. Good morning, Rihanna. What's up?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, just riding out these storms.
Is it raining up your way right now?
Yes, it is. We got some much needed, valuable rain.
You've got a north wind with that
yes.
Rain right now?
Pretty stiff north wind right now, about 20, 25. Going to get higher, they say.
Damn. Yeah, it's clear right here in Baffin. I'm looking up. It's calm before the storm.
Yeah, I was looking at radar, and it looks like Corpus may have got some kind of light stuff, but Baffin didn't look like it got anything.
No, we're dry over here, of course. It's really nice this morning. It's clear and calm, and so, but we could use it. It's been dry. I mean, we had some rain, what was it, about maybe 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, but, it wasn't a whole lot to do any kind of significant damage or, it was just enough to really green up the grass for a little bit. But, other than that, it's been kind of dry. How was your Thanksgiving? Are you in a turkey coma?
I'm comaed out, man. I'm footballed out, ate out. Oh, man, I'm tore up and the floor up.
Yeah,
I'm looking
I hear
at
you.
Just above you right now, it's like 0 and 4 and north at 3 all around your area, and then just above you, it's north at 22 and 25, and so it's coming down the coast to you. Yeah,
it's coming. It's coming quick. Yeah, I wonder if it's going to reach further down south, like towards the valley. Because I was heading to Port Mansfield this morning. I actually woke up kind of late. My daughter was on my phone, and she was playing, I guess, a game, and I missed my alarm. And so I just woke up before you called me. So I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm not going to let her do that no more. I learned my lesson. But, yeah, whenever I get off the phone with you, I'm going to drive down to Mansfield to fish. It looks like it's not going to be as bad as far as the wind goes down there. Of course, down there you can kind of get away with fishing up in the flats and fishing the north wind like that. Here in Baffin, it's a little bit tougher just because of the way the structure is here in Baffin and the way it's laid out. It's kind of hard
to
fish.
It's laid out, exactly. I know the drill.
Yeah. Is there a little bit of east in that wind right now where you're at?
Not yet. It's kind of north-northwest, but they're calling it to push over to northeast tonight and tomorrow.
It's going to start switching later. Yeah, good deal.
Now Galveston's showing a northeast at 14 to 22. Eagle Point in the middle of the bay system, 17 to 23 out of the north-northeast. Up here where I'm at on the north end, it's north-northwest at 22 to 25.
Nice. Yeah, I like it when it's either due north or has just a little bit of west in it. Yeah. When it's got that east in it, man, I that goes for both Mansfield and Baffin. I don't like it when it's got a little bit of east in it. I prefer the west. You can get up on some west shorelines and kind of be blocked.
Exactly.
And that goes for here in Baffin and in Mansfield. But,
how long are you going to be in Mansfield?
I'll be down there till March. I'm starting my winter fishing down there for good. Of course, I'll come back to Baffin probably. I'll set aside 5 to 7 days, like a whole week on a good moon phase. Come back down here if it's absolutely stellar, if it's worth coming back for. Mm-hmm. I've got some guys that just absolutely want to fish Baffin during the winter time, and so I'll come back for them, and it'll be like 3 or 4 days worth. So it's good to come back and just kind of touch base and see how it is down here. Of course, right now we're still in this little transition period, and it's been tough for us this week. Fished quite a few days, and man, it was tough. I'm being honest with you. It was tough this week for us. Didn't catch anything of like a significant number, you know, big fish. Yeah. Lots of small fish, lots of slot trout, good redfish. I mean, if you're looking, gosh, we have no shortage of reds. It's unreal. They're thick right now, and we're catching a lot of them. And of course, our water levels come up a little bit. We're no longer near the zero range or the negative range like we were about 2 weeks ago. It's come up, and of course, I expect it to go back down with this cold front and the high pressure. I imagine it's gonna go back down. This time of year, and I was telling some guys this last week. I said, you know, this time of year, I struggle. I'll be honest, I struggle to find a pattern on them because they're not really in a pattern right now. Things are changing. Yeah. Water levels fluctuating, water temperatures fluctuating, the influx of the barometric pressures, you know, going up and down, and we've got really hot temperatures and sometimes during the day. I mean, it's been getting up into the 90s. Here down south and up shallow, it's been getting warm. I wet waded this last week, which it's crazy. I mean, on Halloween I had 3 layers on, and now I'm wet wading, and 80, 82 degree water. So I think that's what's making this period, this time, really difficult for anglers that are really trying to hone in on trophy trout patterns. And I've noticed too, it's I've, a lot of other folks are struggling right now as well. So that kind of makes me feel a little bit better, because I'm like, man, hopefully it's not just me. I felt like I'm doing something
company.
Wrong. Oh my goodness, it does. And so, yeah, you know, Kim and I have been talking a lot about it, and my clients and I, but we'll sit in the boat after a long wade, an unsuccessful wade. We'll sit in the boat and just discuss, like, what is this? What? Why? You know, when? Mm-hmm. You know, how? And it's challenging. And of course, we both know we'll never have it figured out totally. Nobody will ever have it figured out. We'll spend the rest of our lives trying to figure out a pattern on these fish. But I will say this, what Texas Parks and Wildlife is doing here in Baffin with the trout tagging program, I think that's going to be very beneficial for the trout chasing angler that really wants to know, like, where do these fish go and why do they go here? Why do they, you know, stay here for this period of time? So once all that data is released and you're able to see all that, it might kind of give you, and of course Baffin's a little bit different. It's just a different animal. But having an idea of when those fish moved from point A to point B, was there a front? Was there a change in the barometer? Was there rainfall? Why did they do this? Why did they move from point A to point B? And why was it on this during this specific time? And I will say this last week, a lot of bait has been way, way up shallow. And I mean, like, extremely shallow. And so trying to figure out, you know, when I'm driving, I'm always looking for birds diving, pelicans. I've seen osprey. And in Mansfield, there's no shortage of bait. I mean, absolutely no shortage. We've got yeah. Shrimp, we've got shad, we've got menhaden, we've got, you name it. We've got it all down there right now. Baffin's a little bit different. All that, and piggy perch have left. They've moved out. But Mansfield, we've got all that stuff. And so, whenever I'm running, you know, I'll always look for bait, birds diving, slicks, whatever. That's what really promotes me to, or encourages me to stop and stab down and make a wade. And yeah. So, it's not like I haven't been seeing that. Been seeing that everywhere. I mean, everywhere you turn your head, there's bait. And that's the frustrating part about it, too, because everything is there that they need. You know, they've got bait. The structure is just so beautiful. The potholes are so beautiful. The grass is so thick, like it was in the summer, where you were just pulling in bunches and bunches of turtle grass. It's not like that right now. These fronts have kind of wheedled out that grass, the lower, the cooler water temperatures, the sun going down earlier. I'm sure the sun has a lot to do with the growth on that grass, right, as it does with all the other grass that we have on the surface of our earth. I'm sure it's the same for the seagrass on bottom, but it has lessened as far as the thickness and the severity of it. So we're able to really focus on those potholes up shallow and just above knee deep water. And of course, you know, that's the structure that I love, because that's the most productive structure that I've fished. And so it's just somewhere that I always linger to. It's like a magnet. It magnetizes me to everywhere I go. I don't care if I'm fishing the upper Laguna or lower Laguna Baffin. I always look for that specific structure if I can find it. And of course, the water color in Mansfield has been it's been clear. I'll say this, it's been gym clear in some areas, which you know, and I know you don't like gym clear water as much as I don't.
No, it makes it pretty difficult to catch them. It really does.
Yep. And here's what I always say. If they can see me, if I can see them, I know they can see me.
Oh, they can see you, no doubt. Way better.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely.
You got time to talk another segment, or do you need to go?
I actually need to go, Mickey.
Okay,
I'm fixing to get in my truck and head southbound.
All right. Well, do your thing. Get after it.
All righty. Well,
if somebody wants to give you a call about coming down and fishing Mansfield or Bathing with you this winter, give them some info how they can reach you, Rihanna.
Sure. My number is 361-296-5400. We've got some days available down in Mansfield chasing big girls. Give me a call. Let's make a wave.
All right. Well, it sounds good to me. Well, you take care and have a good time. Catch them up. Hope the weather cooperates for you.
Thank you, Mickey. I'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
next week.
All right. See you now. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Bink Grimes this morning, see what's up. Good morning, Bink. What's happening?
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. How are you doing, man?
Man, I was trying to go duck hunting this morning, but I really was, but it was, man, I think I'm going to sit it out, actually.
El Paso?
Yeah, we didn't. I didn't have a group this morning. We kind of moved it around,
right?
Because of the weather, thinking that, you know, and so I was going to go do a fun hunt before church this morning, and I think we're going to pass. Yeah. I think we might go do it in the afternoon. Actually,
yeah,
we did it there in the last week of last day of teal season. We kind of did that. And it worked out pretty good. But we got some rain, but, man, we didn't get everything we wanted to. I know y'all got pretty good rain up there.
Yeah, we got hammered pretty good here, man. It's still raining light.
Yeah, it hasn't. It hit for just a little while, and I need it bad, man. I could use 2 or 3 inches.
We were talking about that yesterday, man. That's that would be a blessing. Well, it's not over yet. They're calling for it to come back tonight and tomorrow, man, so maybe y'all will take up slack on it.
I hope so. Yeah, it could. It really do wonders for our Mars. And we're hoping. You know, this is a kind of a maybe a real front. We're hoping that it'll encourage a few birds to roll back through here, because it just it was, you know, this has been the toughest November I've seen for duck hunting, you know, that I can remember. Just has been. I mean, no, I'm not gonna. It's been consistent. We have really squeezed blood out of a turnip to make it happen. I mean, we have, and we have. You know, like yesterday, you know, we ended up doing pretty dadgum good, and that other group, we had three men, and you know, they shot their 18 birds yesterday, and man, I just. Boy, it just happened, you know. That's just the way the marsh, you hang on and hope they're going to roll through there. But it just, you know, you're just not seeing the numbers when you go scout that you want to make you feel really, really good. You know, you've got to really be on your game to make it work. There's no overabundance of opportunities in this first split. You know, you better get them when they show up, and don't miss. And it's all of Texas. It's Louisiana. It's still Arkansas. I mean,
well,
you know,
did hear
some good hunts.
Encouraging news out of Wayne yesterday. You knew my buddy Wayne. He was heading down to Oyster Bay Hunting Club, and he's been doing pretty good over there. He's had some really good shoots, so
I think that's been the hot spot, really.
I think so too. From what I'm hearing all around, man, you're right.
No, I think it is. I think that Chambers County Marsh, because I've got some marsh around it. I haven't been able to hunt it, but I've got a boat down there, and my buddies that have hunted that stuff right next to where they're hunting, and it kind of came alive about 10 days ago. But I know
same thing I heard.
Mm-hmm. You Gadwall showed up. Widget showed up.
And lots of spoonies, man. Decoy and spoonies. Yeah. Now they get kind of weary and skirt the decoys, not these. They're flaps down, feet down. They're coming in, baby.
Well, my buddies up here on the prairie in El Campo said the same thing, that the spoonies, man, showed up Wednesday up there. They said, you know, I think I told y'all too the same thing. I guess last Thursday, I guess a week ago Thursday, we went down there and had a three-man lemon with nine spoonies and nine pintails.
Right.
And, you know, in the thing we saw yesterday, too, yesterday was the first spoonies we shot. Matter of fact, we shot three, and that was the first spoonies I've shot in that marsh And I've got some different holes in that marsh that we actually call spoonbill hole, and and it hadn't been such, you know. But so we shoot those suckers are getting full plumage, and we actually had guys that like to come in January and shoot those full plumage marsh spoonies, man. And
yeah,
in fact, I've got a mount coming in about 2 weeks. My taxidermist sent me a kind of a picture, had it all taped up with three big old bull spoonies, and man, I'm telling you, it is a pretty mount. I'll send you a picture.
Oh,
it is a pretty mount.
They're beautiful birds, man. They really are.
They really are.
And everything, but I tell you, spoonbills have saved my bacon many a time on some slow duck hunts, buddy.
Many a time, and don't think you're going.
Hey, a duck's a duck, man. If it flies, it dies. Bring it in here. They'll shoot it.
Take what the Lord gives you, man. Hey, I'm telling you, people throw rocks at spoonies. Shoot, they're a puddle duck. They're not even
a
diver. People, they're a puddle duck, you know, and they're a dabbler. And I tell you, you try to decoy a spoonie in January and see what you get. And when they start pairing up, and I'm telling you, you better keep your call in your pocket and, in January, and just let them come, because I mean, they're wary, kind of like speckle bellies get about about the 10th of December when we used to hunt them. It seemed like they
smartened up real quick, baby.
It just seemed like everyone I was goose hunting so much, it seemed like plus or minus 5 days around December the 10th, the speckle bellies were just going to like just absolutely flip a switch and say, we don't want to jack with you no more, you know. And it's crazy. And it was, they just do it for the whole month of November. And then when it got to December, just like, man, don't even call them. Don't even look at them. Just let them come. You know, they are. It was crazy. And all that, we started seeing that when they turned up, you know, when they started giving us two speckle bellies back, I don't know, probably 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it just, you know, it turned up the pressure on them 100%, mm-hmm. you know, from one to two. And that made a big difference. And guys started, they actually changed the way they hunted those things because, you know, on a day when you got two groups, you know, you go out and five, two groups of five, if you got the same group and you got one of those days where there's hardly any wind, you say, you know, you can go out there and fight those snow geese and shoot five speckle bellies, or you, now that you got two speckle bellies apiece, you can go out and have a pretty good hunt and take 10 guys and kill 20 speckle bellies, you know? And that's what a lot of folks started doing, and it turned up the heat on those suckers, you know? And, you know, it's kind of like when we went to snow geese, when it went from 5 to 10 to 20, it, you know, we didn't shoot as many, you know, and we shot those suckers decoyed a whole lot better back in the day when you could only shoot five and just, you know, we'd kill them and get out of there.
They even wised up to the recorders, man.
Sure.
It's just like these ducks wising up to the mojos, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't see as many, I haven't used them in so long. I started seeing that trend, especially when you're hunting, said it before, when you're hunting gadwalls, the fickle bird, you know, fickle gray duck, they, you know, they don't like them. They just do not like them. Pintails like them sometimes, but it's just like, man, you know, if they just like them a few times, you know, do the math there. You know, you hunt good property, and we shot them all those years without mojos. It still works. It's kind of like throwing a jumping bin out there. You know, it still works. You know,
it still like works if somebody had thrown 51. Them. Everybody wants to throw new stuff now. New, cool, better stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When old school still works.
Yep. We kind of gone, and when, you know, we had so many days during the first split that we didn't have any wind, so we kind of went to some subtle things. We were on jerk strings for a long time, just getting the water to move a little bit. But now those little those Higdon, those pulsators, it's kind of got like an area on the bottom of them.
Yeah, the duck butts that pulsate. Uh-huh.
It really works, man. It does, and it's subtle. And it, I can't say that it's ever, you know, flared a bird like you know, a gaudy mojo.
I remember when we hunted the timber back in the day, everybody had a foot board in their blind, you know, where you could pump it and get the little wave action going and get some decoy movement. You know, because it's always calm in a timber anyway, slick as glass.
Always. But the last few days, it's been nice. You know, we hadn't had any. We've had ripples on the water and pretty good wind. And this morning, we had pretty good wind. I think after we hunt this afternoon, we'll have pretty decent wind on us. So, man, I just, you know, the whole region needs water.
Yes, you do.
It would just do give a shot to those goose roosts out there too that are kind of stagnant, that had a lot of birds sitting on them.
Well, you know what's scary when you see a kind of year, we've seen this in the past when you got these drought winters like this, and these goose roosts, then the cholera outbreak starts.
And the avian cholera. Yep.
Oh man, that cholera is bad news for them.
Bad news.
But, yep, you know, that's all the water they got, and they keep contaminated with their poop, and it just wipes them out, man.
No, it is. You know, a lot of folks used to, you know, make derogatory comments about how many guides were in the business back in the day, say 20 years ago. You know, there were guides, but, you know, the guides pumped the water and really provided habitat for a lot of these birds and the good ones that in the good outfits that had the money to do it, you know, would set aside 200 to 300 acres of water that never got hunted. That was just exactly. Habitat that's not well, just there like, anymore.
You know, we did at Fitzgerald's with that giant reservoir. Yeah. That was off limits. Mm-hmm. That was a roost pond.
Off limits. Yep.
Let me do an off-limit break right quick. I'll be right back at you, man. Hang on a second.
All right.
All right, you're listening to the Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Final segment already. It's hard to believe it's already gone by this fast this morning. All right. It's 6:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bink, we are back.
Yeah, it looks like it's blowing about 22 down here now. So I think it's going to gust about 35, I believe.
Yeah, that's what they're calling for, you know, 30, 35, you know, with higher wind gusts. But
tell you what, that old tide bowled up hard yesterday, man, when I was leaving the marsh. Man, it was, whew. With that southeast wind, it really had, and I guess it'll roll on out of here.
Right.
I don't know. It's a north northeast going to be, isn't it? I mean, I know it came from the
came
from the west a little bit, but
when it first hit, you know, up this way, it was kind of heading north northwest, but everything's showing a little northeast now. So
because it looked like it, you know, we need one of those ones that come from Canada. You know, for the ducks, but this one, those old westerly fronts that kind of swoop in from the side, you know, I think that's what this kind of was. So I don't know how, I know it's going to get a little chillier, but I don't know what it'll do for, it remains to be seen. Who knows anymore, man? You just got to go. and hope they show up.
That's all you can do, man.
That's all you can do, gosh. You control what you can control, as you know, and hope you see a few, you know, when you're scouting. And that's just it used to really bother me, but it's now, you know, it's just like you said, you try to control the variables as you can control and show up on time and have good equipment and have good dirt and hunt, and so it's paid off. You know, I know there's a lot of we need everybody to do good too, you know, and it helps when this everybody's rocking, you know, but it's just, it hadn't been the case. There's a lot of folks on the prairie that man, they're struggling. A lot of outfitters. I hate that because I hate that. I really
hate
do. Cause
we,
you know, they pay so much money. We're all in this, you know, we're all family. We're all in this together. We really are. We need, you know, we need to keep the machine turning, and we just do, you know. It's a lot of money spent on this waterfowl game, and it's a small margin that's to be made, because there's so much that you got to lay out before anybody even steps foot on that property.
Oh, it's a giant expense before you ever book a trip.
I mean, and just the thing, you know, we just don't roll the ball out there and play, man. I mean, there's
no, it's not know, like it's, going fishing when you can ride around and look no, for them.
No, it's not.
They're not here. You can pick up and move when you're duck hunting. You can, I mean, you're there.
I mean, it starts in July. I mean, you start disking property, especially up on the prairie. You start disking it because you've got to get water on it by August to grow your food to get you through January.
Right.
And you know, that's a, I mean, that sometimes that's just plain stupid to do it, but you have to, because, I mean, especially with the drought that we were in August, I mean, it was, when it was coming out of the pipe, oh, I mean, it was evaporating out of the pipe, you know, but you have to put it on there or you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get growth. You've got August and September. This year was different. It was an anomaly. It kept growing in October because, you know, overnight temperatures were in the 70, you know, we talked about waking up and I'm leaving my house in Bay City and overnight lows were 76 and 77 in October. And
right
now we kept getting growth, you know, from that, but that just doesn't normally happen. We don't really like that to happen because that just pushes our migration back, which it has, you know. Mm-hmm. But we need everybody, you know, we really hope it for everybody, because man, it's a lot of families affected, man. They put their neck out there to try to shoot a duck, and I mean, there's a lot that goes in there. Golly, there's a lot. So, and we all want to shoot them, you know, we all want to,
yes,
everybody wants everybody to go home happy. But you know, like I said, you just control what you control. And even that water that you put in, you know, some of those ponds are just flat drying up on the prairie right now. There's nothing some of those outfitters can do. There's not, cause they can't get water anywhere else. They can't get it from LCRA because they're not giving it to them anymore.
Yeah, that lower Colorado River Authority thing, that makes it tough on hunters too. They only allow so much, and then that's it, huh?
So much. Yeah, so much. And if they do allow it, you know, the pumps are cut off October 15th. That's the last time you can get it. So if you don't have a drilled well, you know, that's electric or diesel, you know, and then it got to a point that, you know, back when red diesel, that's farm diesel for folks out there to understand that you don't pay tax on
the good stuff.
Yeah. you know, at times even farm diesel was back in the day was $3.56, $3.70 a gallon. And mm-hmm. that's still really, really expensive. You know, think about
how it is.
Yeah, you know, to run that diesel pump to do that. So there's just a lot of, and there's a reason why people aren't farming rice. You know, farmers aren't farming rice anymore. The cost of water, you know, it costs so much, and they're not getting the price they want on their rice, and a lot of that's drying up. And man, and that's affecting our you know, our bird, our migration too. It's changed the snow goose game for sure. I mean, you can't count on. You're hunting snow geese, you know, you just can't like we used to. Mm. And it's hurt a lot of communities that counted on people coming from, you know, the grocery stores, the hotels, the hardware stores, the sporting goods stores, you know, it trickled down to, you know, the folks that sell the tractors, it's just the whole trickle down effect. We don't have the snow geese. We have a few, but not enough to where we used to run 5 and 6 snow goose hunts, 10 snow goose hunts, you know, a day, and people would come from all over the country to shoot snow geese. And
yep.
Texas, man, they're just, we hunt them when we got them now, you know,
right.
It's like a, you know, I used to hunt 60, 70 days a year snow goose hunting. And then, you know, would get would have a, it's kind of like a Christmas present to have to get to duck hunt 4 or 5 days, you know. We duck hunt so much and we just don't have the dirt anymore, can't afford it, and you don't have the birds there anymore to just to run a snow goose operation. Shoot, I got big time snow goose spreads still sitting up in my barn that you keep, it's never gonna, it's not gonna change, you know. All that migration has changed. We don't have the rice on the ground to get them here and hold them in November. And then, you know, folks used to, we'd hold them in November and they'd eat the rice out. And then those farmers, you know, they'd plant ryegrass and, you know, for the cattle. And then those snow geese would jump over on that green stuff and that'd get us through January. And, you know, it was just a different game. And it's changed so daggum quickly. And it's all due to water and no rice and lack of water. And it's this whole Texas coast has changed because of it. Now we're and I think that's kind of also hurt our duck hunting too, because that pressure thing, now everybody's a duck hunter. You know, we used to spread all that out and we'd have half of them be goose hunters, and you know, and all those goose roosts that we used to pump up to hold geese, you know, those were duck roosts too. You know, that never got touched.
Sure, they were.
And so it was just habitat. And so it's a number of things, you know. I don't want to sound so dreary and pessimistic about things, but it just changed, you know. And I mean, we still got great duck hunting. Don't get me wrong. It's just the last 2 years. I think weather's played a big key on it. And,
what was the deal? Remember all the bluebills? They weren't getting cholera up north when they'd go back to nest. Where were they? They were eating some bad clams or something, or mussels.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think that's what they were doing.
And it was killing them off.
Mm-hmm. Killing them off, man. Because we could shoot. I can remember us being able to shoot at least 3 bluebills, and then man, it went to 1, and even I guess 6 or 7 years ago, it was 2, because I had a little hole in the back of.
Yeah, I mean, the decline started with that mussel thing, you know, killing them off, and it just kept getting worse every year.
Yeah, and we see blue, you know, we see our bluebills are on the bay, and there's a whole lot of them in East Bay and West Bay, but East Bay, they roost out in the middle out there. We don't have as many redheads in East Bay anymore because we lost all our. There's no grass on the shorelines anymore.
Right, the redheads like that grass, man.
Oh man, you know, 80% of the 80% of the North American redhead population winter here from on the Texas coast and all the way to Laguna Madre, because that's their main diet, say shoelgrass, and we lost it in East Bay, and that has factors why we not catching as many trout on the shorelines like we used to.
And, I wonder what declined that grass. I mean,
man, I don't know. And that's the biggest thing. And we've lost it in West Bay. We've still got it, you know, as close as you get to Port O'Connor, we've got it. But, man, all that, I bet we've lost probably 10 miles of shoreline in West Bay.
You think that 2021 freeze killed some of it or what?
Might have. But, you know, I never when we used to get those floods in the early 2000s, I can remember a flood in like 07 or 08 when even greens was fresh.
Right.
You know, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but that was the first time I remember greens, you tasting the water at greens by 25 to 28 miles away, depends on where you put in. And, and it was fresh. And they've never seen that. I don't know, but that seems like that's when it might have started. You know, I don't know. That we're scratching our heads because I don't know why we would lose every bit of it in East Bay, and I don't think it's due to the boats rolling up and down there because East Bay, you know, there's points and people just don't. You know, I know that goes on down in Laguna Madre and all that.
Yeah, they don't burn as tight here as they do down there.
Right, right. They just don't. And I don't think it's that. So I don't know. But the closer you go to Portal Corner, we've still got the grass. We've still got the grass on the other, from greens on the other side down. But and that's concentrated the ducks. And so that's concentrated duck hunters as well, too. So there's just so much more pressure right in that area. But it keeps a lot of folks away, too, because it's such a long ride to get down. I mean, it's in the dark, it's an hour boat ride, And a lot of folks are kind of scared to run in the dark. And I understand that. If you don't know how to get through the diversion channel, and if that wind's pumping hard out of the southeast, you got to cross that bay from the intercoastal. But if you want a calmer, smoother ride, you go through the diversion. Well, if you don't know how to get through that diversion in the daytime,
you better know how to run that
in the dark. In the dark, it's an even different animal. I know how to do it, and it doesn't bother me, but. Because, when you duck hunted all your life and you roll through crazy cut and cotton bow and all that when you're a teenager, those other things don't bother you. don't think we didn't hit a bunch of stumps and flat bottoms back then, and we didn't hit things back then. And by the grace of God, live.
I know, man. There's been a lot of people killed in our marsh back there.
Yep, there has. Sure has. I've never seen a marsh lose water so quickly on a north wind. Still haven't as that Trinity Bay marsh. Never have. I still, when a front blows in,
it's almost like rapids running out of Red's Bayou, man.
It is.
When Cotton Lake and all that start dumping, it's crazy, man.
I can remember, and this is probably 30 years ago. I don't know, in the 90s, I can remember. Me and Mr. Trevathan and Doc out there hunting in front of the spillway, and we parked our boat. We knew the water was going to recede, but I'm telling you, it went out so fast. And when we parked the boat, knee deep water. And when it was over with, the water was gone, and it was 500 yards behind the boat. So we had to call somebody to come get us. We just left it there and put the anchor out and came back the next morning when it was floating and moved it, again.
Yeah.
That's all you could do. walk till you could get to a little deeper water where a boat could get you. And that's what we did. Left our decoys and all that. And there wasn't nobody going to take them because they couldn't get there either,
No, unless they wanted to walk all the way up in there and get them, steal them that way.
And that's the thing too. The north shoreline of Trinity Bay used to be the same way.
Yeah.
All that stuff around all that grass, those ducks would be all on top of that stuff.
We've got a lot of grass this year. There's a lot of grass.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah.
That's good news.
It's that widgeon grass or whatever you want to call it.
I don't know what was like we talked about. I don't know what was in the Gulf this year that sparked the growth of that widgeon grass, but I'm telling you, every marsh that I see, that stuff we got in Anahuac too, when those tide got up high, it brought some kind of nutrient in there that it fertilized that stuff. And I'm telling you, it's as good as I've ever seen it. And we just need ducks to show up now because when they find it, they're going.
You know, some really good cold temperatures up north, we'll get some more birds.
Oh, I do too. No, I do too.
Maybe the second half will be the best half this year.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm not.
And here the first half's always really the best here in my area. And then the second half it's slower, but you guys get better in the second half down that way.
Yes. No, I agree. No,
oh,
I'm not
real
going
quick
into town.
Before we run out of time, you saw where Barbers Hill won in overtime last night, huh?
I did. That's the farthest. That's the third round. That's the farthest they've gone since they won the whole thing in 76.
Yeah, they're in the region. That was a regional semifinal, mm-hmm. So now they're in the regional finals. If they win that, looks like they'll be playing Port Arthur Memorial. They beat Pflugerville Weiss last night, so. And then they beat PA Memorial, then they'll be in the state semis. And then they win that, they'll be in the state championship. So three more games to win it all.
We will.
Barbers Hill.
Dillon Eagle.
Can you believe that Barbers Hill is a 5A school now?
Oh, I talked about that 2 days ago, matter of fact.
That's crazy.
I cannot believe it. And they're going
to
be
from 1A to 2A, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're a 5A out here. It's crazy.
We were 3A, my graduating class.
Yeah, you were 3A, weren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, we were 138 folks, 138 people, 1990.
Senior class, 138?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's changed, buddy.
It's changed.
All right, Bink. Well, hey, buddy, I got to crawl out of here. Somebody wants to call you about getting with you hunting and fishing and your lodge and all your facilities, all your good stuff you got going on in Matagorda. Give them some info how they can reach you, bud.
Yeah, we're going to fish this week, start this week, and we're going to be off for ducks for 2 weeks. It'll open back up the 13th, but we got some stuff after Christmas we got available. So 979-241-1705, Matagorda Sunrise Lodge. com. Everybody have a good Sunday. Go to church if you can, and go Texans.
Yeah, we'll see. Rubber meets the road today, buddy. You know, We shall see. All right, Bink, have a good Sunday, and appreciate you. Take care, man.
Okay, we'll see y'all.
Later, dog. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back next Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.